You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. Up next, our humorist Buzz Fleischman takes a stroll down the grocery aisle and contemplates marketing strategy.
Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Sometimes I get material at the supermarket. It's free, and all I have to do is read the label. So why do eggs from free-range chickens cost more than eggs from ones that are cooped up? Is it their diet? The label says these particular cage-free chicks roam in a, quote, pleasant, natural environment and are fed an all-vegetarian diet. I don't blame them there. I don't want a meat-eating chicken. That just sends the wrong signal, doesn't it? I certainly wouldn't want to be a fox in the henhouse with a lot of meat-eating chickens taking turns kicking my bushy butt all over the place and sending it home looking like Wile E. Coyote after the trains run over me. I gotta tell you, though, that I feel better when I'm eating junk food, and if that's good enough for me, it's good enough for a chicken. They're not given hormones, either. Chickens on hormones develop muscles and will kick a farmer's butt if they try to take their eggs. We also feed free rangers better. Whole grains with a side of slaw. Coop chickens may start striking back because of their lifestyle. Didn't working-class chickens develop the slogan, the other white meat, to take the heat, so to speak, off of them? How did this start? Well, it began when a caring farmer gathered his flock for a focus group. He found that while they minded having their eggs taken, in the big picture they wanted the freedom their bovine cousins have. Cows roam free, but you probably can't tell the difference in a free-range hamburger. But we set chickens free, free to roam. Then we charge a lot more for their eggs because they're, well, free to roam. Of course, they don't roam very far because then we can't find them, so technically they're still captive. I think that instead of the term free range, it could be limited mobility chickens. If we really let them run free, would they come back? I don't think so. And then we'd have the specter of small bands of chickens hitchhiking along lonely country roads, trying to get to the big city, where initially they would hide out in alleys with little chicken coats concealing their faces like a scene from a Far Side cartoon, and hopefully meet your outside cat, who takes pity on them and offers temporary shelter in return for tales of farm life gone bad. Just like a soap opera, they'd tell of their locked-up cousins fed on steroids and half-grains to bulk them up to the point they can win the Mr. Chicken World competition, but then unexpectedly get offed by some hatchet man from Purdue. Yeah, just kidding. But I don't think we want them running around town doing the chicken dance at some late-night spot drinking and clubbing with the other animals. We want them back in the coop at night, just like they're on a teenage curfew. Because the next thing you know, that bad behavior will spread to the other animals. Now the pigs will want out of the sty and into a two-bedroom condo with mud bath spa. The ducks will demand custom ponds with slides and whirlpools. Next, they'll want free-range luxury resorts and little golf carts to roam with. But is the real benefit for us that if chickens are at ease with their new lifestyle, the eggs really taste better? Better not get the meat eaters, because they'd probably put up a fight, hire a lawyer, protect their interests. Then their eggs would taste like sour grapes. And that's your Radio Buzz.
Buzz Fleischman is a humorist, public speaker, and writes for the community newspapers and the River Cities Gazette. He lives in South Florida with his wife, Kathy, and Lucky the Wonder Dog. Visit Buzz at theradiobuzz.com.